Well, because I'm chatting to you guys, you're all talking about this as if it's second nature to you now. Has this become part of how you are as learners?
Since it's introduced, it's just became so much easier to use stuff. Anything you want, it's all there. I mean, I can't really think of much that's not on YouTube that's been unable to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially music as well, because you've got such a wide variety of music there that you can listen to. It's got all the techniques. It's great for learning, especially down there.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested in Minecraft and some of the user, some of the 8 million hits and 10 million hits on the, you know, on the tutorials. And I think it just shows people how people can learn and like the hunger for these kind of resources.
It's like what you're saying, it's similar to how YouTube is with the Khan Academy side of things, how all their videos are also on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excellent resources, especially for the math side. I used them last year for my maths to try and get through it. And when we're off school for like 4 weeks during our exam week, then you have to rely on these resources.
Okay.
And I think if you don't know how to do it and schools don't show you how to do it, then you're at a serious disadvantage because you're 4 weeks by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think how you were saying before about schools not having it, I think that's kind of a problem.
Okay.
Can I ask,
yes,
is this happening across the school? This type of learning?
Not as fast. Yes, because Mr. Keller, biology teacher, was telling us one of his third or fourth year classes are using the website called Edmodo, which is another online educational tool, and he puts up homework on that website. They log in using the personalised login. They can fill in the homework online at home and then post it back up rather than taking it home, forgetting steps and things. And this year, when they made their choices for subjects they were taking in third and fourth year, they all did it by email and online.
Mm-hmm.
So it was moving across from education, just general.
Yeah. I think that's maybe a program
that was used for those choices. And the deputy head was telling me that he found that was really good because it took out the problem of transcribing paper forms into a spreadsheet, which led to difficulties before, not least because there was the possibility that errors crept in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It seems there's a progression there, like you maybe using Edmodo for homework, etc., but you guys have obviously moved to a different level where you've taken control of the learning in terms of building the site that has all the content, all the videos and all the learning that you've put into Neil Takes On Science. How successful has the site been?
It's great. As of we checked, the views were getting a couple of thousand as of a couple of weeks ago, which is good. So that, like, the success has spread to other departments, that people have seen that it's working and that pupils are actually paying attention to the site. There's pupils this year that are using it, like actively using it for the resources. So other departments have asked a few of us to go and build sites for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting, this morning on the news, there was an article about some prelim grades, and I think it was in England, being marked too highly, and there was a criticism from the exams authority that children were being prepared to jump through hoops in order to get through exams. I'm getting the feeling here that with your site and the way you've taken control of learning, that's not the same for you guys. What do you think?
It's like finding our own way to revise.
A lot better reluctance to reply to this one.
What exactly do you mean by that? Do you mean that the teacher's setting it up exactly for them and they're doing it that way?
Well, it seems as though they're maybe being prepared to pass an exam.
Rather than to learn the content.
Yeah. Rather than learning to learn and to take control of it.
I think we've definitely, from this, shown that you can, it's a different other way to learn to learn, and we've, rather than just knowing the facts to get through the exam, we've built this website which helps you understand why those things work and how all these things work.
Other than us just being told you need to know A, B, C, we've actually gone forward. We've taken everything. We know all of it. We know it, but we also understand why we need it and what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Not just knowing it and like regurgitating it for an exam.
That's right.
And going full circle and just applying the knowledge to that.
Gents, it's been a pleasure chatting to you this morning. I've taken up enough of your time, I think, as it is. But all the best with the Neil Takes On Science site. I hope you can keep it going even when you leave school. I think it's a great thing for teachers to see, just to see exactly. We keep making the point about what learners can do independent of adult intervention, you know. And I know there's been an intervention here with Mr. Kelly and helping set up, and Mr. Gilmore, high aspirations. But I think it just shows what can be done when you're free to kind of show what you can do.
Yeah.
So it's all the best with it, and thanks for chatting to me.
Thank you.
Cheers.